KXRN News. I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week. It's just another sign the job market remains resilient in the face of high interest rates. Jobless claims dropped by 7,000 to 227,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says consumers keep spending despite higher prices.
We had a better than expected retail sales reading. Even though we've had the job market seeing some cooling, the unemployment rate is still at a relative historic low of 4.3%. And we've had more encouraging news on inflation.
Retail sales increased 1% from June to July. Auto dealers, electronics and appliance stores, and grocery stores all reporting strong gains. Adjusted for inflation, sales rose about 0.8%. Also at SRNNews.com, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will debate each other on October 1st, setting up a matchup of potential vice presidents as early voting in some states gets underway for the general election. Vance says Americans should get to hear from the candidates asking for their votes.
I think we ought to do as many debates as we possibly can. I know the President Trump has invited Kamala Harris to do three debates. She's only agreed to one. Tim Walz, I guess we agreed to do a debate on October 1st, but CNN, not exactly friendly to me, much more left-wing than almost any other media station. CNN wants to do a debate in mid-September, and I said, yes, absolutely, because the American people deserve it.
As students return to college campuses across the U.S., administrators are bracing for a resurgence in activism against the war in Gaza. In some cases, they're imposing new rules to limit protesting. Stocks higher, the Dow up 577 points. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is being sued.
This time it has nothing to do with abortion, however. A young woman who lived as a man for a few years and is now detransitioned is suing Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone and helping her obtain a double mastectomy while she was a teenager. While Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business, it has lately become heavily involved in the transgender business, providing drugs and surgeries to young people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that UCLA cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes and other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations against Israel on campus. UCLA argued that it has no legal responsibility over the issue because protesters, not the university, blocked Jewish students' access to the school. This is SRN News. Google has unveiled its next generation of Pixel phones.
The launch provides the maker of Android software a head start on the next iPhone in the race to bring more artificial intelligence services to devices that have become people's constant companions. The showcase occurred 2 months earlier than the company typically rolls out the next models in its Pixel phone lineup, and Google left little doubt that the Pixel 9 phones are meant to be a vessel for the AI technology that's expected to reshape society.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the Pixel 9 phones will be shipped August 22nd. The Biden administration says Medicare recipients will save about $1.5 billion on medications for diabetes, heart disease, and other ailments under new prices negotiated with drug companies that take effect in 2026. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.